Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Baby, let's go, let's go, let's go. One more time. Hey. This is weird.
Well, a little bit, but...
Like, off yesterday, but you had to go back.
Not really. Well, we were off, but I'm saying, like, the week ain't done. Or
yeah, it's
the
like,
week doesn't start up in a couple of days. No, it starts up to like, you end the week tomorrow.
Yeah, like...
A little different.
But we celebrated freedom, so that's all that matters. Yes. We welcome you in here to the Friday, June 20th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed. We got a live show tonight, man. We're going to be at Sky River Casino. Tonight, we got weekend tickets to give away to Weekend and Playboi Carti at Levi's Stadium. In just a couple of weeks, we've got tickets that we'll be giving away on site at 32 Brew Street. Come hang out with us, man. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to have some food. We're going to do a show that's not going to be on the air, that's not going to be on YouTube, that's not going to be streaming, not going to be podcasting, anything. Drew Down can be as loud as he want to be tonight.
Drew Down need to pull up, man. What up?
Drew said he's coming. Drew said him and Mrs. Drew Down and Dave Garcia are pulling up.
Yeah, man, that's a good look, man. We need Michigan. We need the whole crew. Filthy.
I heard Michigan was coming. I heard Zabo and Jazz are coming. And
okay,
so,
all right, we cooking.
Do a little roll call. Who else pulling up on us tonight, man?
Let us know. We cooking tonight. That's what I like to hear, man. It's going to be a good time.
I want Filthy McNasty to come just so I can go, ladies and gentlemen, Filthy McNasty. I really want to do that. Eddie Mack going to be there? Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time tonight.
We're going to talk.
Stephen Brown's not coming. Of course, he's not.
We're going to talk a little bit.
Stephen Brown don't meet the hype.
Stephen Brown, hey, man.
One day, Stephen Brown's going to come through, and he's going to look like Paul White. He's going to look like the Big Show. And everyone's going to be like, oh, that's my bad.
Stephen Brown going to come through and look like...
Hornswoggle.
Going to look like Derek White's son.
Damn. Oh, I see Zebra PT. Oh, Zebra PT pulling up. She says, I got a present.
Oh,
I know what it is, and I'm all for it. At least I hope I know what it
okay,
is.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm up. Zebra, come on. You know what to bring. You know what to bring for your boy, Zebra. You know what to do.
Jason asked the question, is TC going to be in the building?
Ah, good question.
It's going to be a night. He should be off work.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully he has a trade proposal. Hopefully he finds a trade proposal sometime between now and then that he can present at the live show.
That he can still then present.
Yes.
That's
it's a good call. It's a good call. Steal then present.
The TC need to pull. TC, if you pull up, we absolutely need a trade proposal on the mic. We need a live trade proposal. Yeah.
So we're going to do this. This show is going to be far more interactive than some of our past shows because we're not on the radio. And so it allows us, you know, to go out there with the mic. It allows us to just do things differently. That's why we're so excited about this show. An Evening with D'Lo and KC tonight at Sky River Casino. It all starts at 7 o'clock. From 7 to 9, we'll be out there again. We'll be giving away weekend tickets and having a good time.
Yeah, man.
That's for sure.
We're going to be talking. I was thinking about it this morning. So I'm gonna. I know you're gonna talk about the Fox situation.
Mm.
Potentially, I think you said you would the Too Short situation. I mean, there's Fox. Fox is gonna come up again tonight. Fox is gonna come up again tonight.
Mm.
Yeah. No beef. It's no beef with me. But
okay. To be clear. There's no beef with me either.
Yeah, I don't want to mislead nobody either.
Nah,
it's not like, oh, I'm about to light him up or nothing
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah.
Baby. And if there is beef, it's one-sided.
Yeah.
And it ain't me.
Facts. The same thing with me. I'll tell you right now, I don't have a problem with De'Aaron Fox. I do not. But we'll be talking tonight. Okay. We'll be talking.
All right. Come through. I know Manny's pulling up. Tasha's pulling up. Tasha's one of the great... Kevin John is such a well-meaning person. I thought about this as we told the story of him just getting my name wrong over and over and over and over again. It reminded me of when he met Katrina and he thought Katrina was Katie because he kept saying you guys were at Disneyland together as he was talking to us, but he thought Katrina's name was Tasha. And then when Kevin met Katie at the ABC 10 studio, you know, when we did game one, I think he still thought that was Katrina and had talked about meeting her before. And Kevin and Katie was like, have we met before? I was like, you probably met him at a Kings game. I'm not sure. But he kept referring to something that Katie was not a part of. So shout out to Kevin. Shout out to James Hamm. He was the surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And my Pacers! Hey!
Let's say yes, sirs!
Hey! Yes, sirs! God, that's so bad. That's so bad. We got a game seven, baby.
Yeah.
We got a game seven.
What was that? Zaza Pachulia. Game seven!
Shut up, Josh. Stop it.
I think that was the first round, too.
That game, it couldn't have gone better given the circumstances that the Pacers and Tyrese Haliburton were playing under. That was an absolute avalanche.
Mm.
And that Siakam fadeaway to take them into halftime and send that crowd into a frenzy, I thought was huge. But when they came out and were a combined like 0-for-11 to start the third quarter, I thought, because at first I was like, God, Indiana, you're just giving up possession after possession after possession in which this should be a 40-point game at this point. And then I started thinking, Oklahoma City, you're giving away possession after possession after possession. This should be a 10-point game now. And once I was like, man, the first team that goes on a 2-0 run or a 3-0 run, the opposing team needs to call timeout.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if Mark Daigneault didn't do that. The Pacers scored. Oklahoma City immediately called timeout. And it never got going, and then you had that three to send it to 30 going into the fourth quarter, and it was like, okay, in front of that crowd that was amazing last night.
NBA final crowds have been fantastic. Both sides.
They were, no matter what, they were seeing their last basketball of the Pacers season. Obviously, they have a lot of things to look forward to with the Fever, but they were seeing the Pacers for the last time, and they sent them off the right way, and we can all lock in for Sunday and see what happens.
I loved that for the Pacers fans and seeing the Pacers respond the way they did and play the way they did in Game 6. because we don't know what's going to happen in game seven. Hell, we didn't even know if they were going to win that game. But I can imagine B-Lo and KC in Indianapolis, the KC going on the air that morning and saying, I tell you what, the Pacers are going to play tonight. They're going to come out and hoop tonight. Just like we did, game, different circumstances, obviously, a little smaller of a stage. But game six of that first round series going to Golden State. Yeah. I remember we both came on here, we was like, yo, we've seen this team, this Kings team, you know, compete all year long. They ain't going out like no punks tonight. They may not win, but they going to compete. Lo and behold, they end up winning that game six. And just showed a level of toughness. And I can just imagine Pacers fans in Indianapolis feeling that way going into game six and then receiving that performance by the Pacers and being like, I don't know what's going to happen in game seven, but I'm so happy they came out and showed out in that game six, man. And salute to the Pacers, salute to the Pacers organization and Pacers fans for getting that moment last night. And who knows, it might just be the start. They might win game seven and have a bigger moment on Sunday.
Yeah.
But that was dope to see last night.
This team is, and I haven't watched anything. I was at the barber, so Cowherd was on, and I was only kind of half paying attention to what he was doing.
Why do they always have it on? I mean,
I'm not sure.
There is.
I'm not sure.
I know people hate ESPN, but that does exist.
No, he does. No, like, sometimes it's on ESPN. Oh, but it's almost always on, because when I get there a little bit before 9. Acho is on, whatever that dude. Acho and Shady McCoy. And
oh, they come on that early? And Joy Taylor? Or is that a
different
show?
Nah, that's a different show.
Okay.
That's a different show.
I haven't watched FS1 kind of ever.
Yeah, I don't advise.
And that's
it.
Not. I'm not even trying to shade nobody.
Yeah, nah,
or nothing.
It's not like
I've never
the stuff
been
with
like,
the
oh,
football guys. The stuff with the football guys isn't good. Like the show with DeSean McCoy and Acho, it's not good.
It's I not interrupted good at all. You though. Sorry about that. I was just.
I haven't. I'm not a big fan of Stephen A. and all of that. I don't know what the conversation is today with Perk and all of that, but I hope. There's at least a handful of NBA people who are just willing to admit, yeah, maybe we got the Pacers thing wrong. You can absolutely feel like Oklahoma City is more talented. That's a 68-win basketball team. I completely understand that. But so much was made of OKC's depth going into the playoffs, going into this series. Like, we go back to that Denver series where they were pushed to a game seven. It was like the thought of Denver surviving a seven-game series and getting through a seven-game series, I should say, seems so far-fetched given they can go, they being Oklahoma City, can comfortably go with 9 guys and get production from 9 to 10 guys on a night-to-night basis. That was an aspect that I thought with the Indiana Pacers that was completely underlooked. I haven't gone through every roster. I feel like I watched every basketball team multiple times, and if you created a power rankings of the teams with the deepest rosters in the league, Oklahoma City, I think, is clearly number one, but the closest to them is Indiana, and I'm not sure that they're number two as much as they might be 1B. That Pacers roster goes. And if the Pacers pull this game out Sunday, TJ McConnell's not going to win MVP, but anyone who watched this series is going to know how extremely valuable he was to everything the Pacers did.
The roster is deep. It's versatile. They can play a number of different styles in a number of different ways, and we've seen that on display in this NBA Finals. You know, and their ability to bounce back has been on full display as well. They can absolutely go into Oklahoma City and win a Game 7. I'm not picking that to happen, but that it's one game. All that stuff, like even
I'm gonna pick for the first time. I'm picking the Pacers to win.
Okay.
I've been with the Pacers this whole series. I admitted what after game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Game four, like I was rooting for them, and now it's just a point where I'm just picking them to win this series.
Okay,
they'll be team number five, I believe that was the stat going around today. They'll be team number five to win a game seven on the road in the finals.
It's a tall task. It's a tall task, and
especially in that arena.
And it, and you know, that's one of the things we talked about earlier about being so reactionary to one game. I know OKC looked awful last night.
Yeah.
But it's still OKC.
Yeah.
And it's still OKC at home.
Well, and it's one game.
Yeah.
Like that, I think that was the only game this year. You know what? Let's come back. Let's settle in. Let's talk about this. We've got a lot to talk about today. Eddie Gonzalez with us. Kyle Mattson joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on some of this. And you're going to hear us mention this all throughout the day. We are at Sky River Casino tonight from 7 to 9. We would love for you to come join us, 32 Brew Street. It's going to be the most unique show we've ever done, and I'm confident it's going to be the most fun we've ever had as well. Plus, you'll have a chance to win weekend tickets. So that's all ahead here as we get rolling on this Friday on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Ferrari wouldn't have too much selling to do it all.
So if you're just tuning in, Kenny berated the Ferrari guy.
It's unbelievable stuff from our guy.
I bet Ferrari, I'll tell you right now, Ferrari, they ain't got to sell me.
You know what I... Man.
They don't have to sell me.
You know
Ferrari
what I
wants
learned,
to sponsor the program.
You know what I learned about, like, Tesla's talking to my guy Jeremy this weekend, because he used to work there, too. He used to work for Tesla. And so, is it's really kind of a... You're throwing darts at a dartboard.
Mm.
He was like, I had three Lemon Law Teslas because of the battery.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, really? Because one of my biggest frustration with that car... is the battery. From the time that I've bought it to now, the battery has degraded at a rate in which I don't feel like is acceptable. And he was like, yeah, you got a bad one. Like, it happens. Some people will drive at like the 370 EPA for years, years, and it'll drop to 360 one day. It'll be fine. Then they'll drive it for more years. Then it'll drop to 350. It's just a slow decline over 10 years. And then others, it will die. It will absolutely die. Here's my piece of advice for anyone who ever buys, who's never purchased an electric vehicle and who is considering doing it. Do not, under any circumstances, buy a used one.
Yeah.
You do not know how that person drove that car. The way that that person drove that car affects the way that the battery is. And they can spruce up that battery and make it look a certain way when you drive the car off the lot.
Yeah.
And in a week, it's going to look a lot different. But whether you have to buy new, lease new, whatever you have to do, if you're getting an electric vehicle, do not get a used one.
Yep.
you could run into so many issues. But
that's so crazy. He said you got a bad one. Like, oh yeah, I went to Taco Bell. I had a bad Taco Bell experience at one time. But you know, we'll go back. I guess no, it's a car.
Yeah.
Which is that you got a bad one.
Yeah. So, sorry about the $45,000. Yeah. Like, but yeah, like it happens.
That's cold.
Like, and the tough part is you like halfway death isn't enough. Mm. You have to die to get the lemon law. You can't halfway. I halfway died.
Mm.
I still got oxygen. I'm on life support. But
is that nice? Still kidding.
Yeah, no, your car's fine. Even when you run the little test through your app, like, oh, your battery's in great shape. Like, bro, F off. No, it's not. Who are you talking to? Like, no, it's not.
Like, sorry. I'm driving it.
What's Kelly Blue Book say? That plus four, done. I'm out.
This isn't wood, but I'll knock on it anyway.
Awesome.
Jesus.
Well,
it's all right.
It's crazy.
This segment brought to you by Blue Chew. Head over to Blue. Enter the promo code KC.
My favorite thing was when Guru was doing those reads, and he'd go, and they send it in discreet packaging.
But yeah, no, I haven't had any issues. I've had a wonderful experience. So hopefully that continues.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, hopefully that continues.
Very good. Very good. We got a game 7 coming up on Sunday.
Hell yeah.
You had 6-ish.
No, I had 4.
Well, you did have 4.
I had 4.
Man. Why? Okay, tell me why you thought OKC would win in 4.
Because they won 68 games.
Mm-hmm.
And I leaned into, well, first of all, I wanted to do something a little different. I listened to so many podcasts where people are like, yeah, OKC in 5 or 6. Like, that's such a coward-ass pick. So I just went OKC in 4. I think they're going to be a team.
When you thought they could do it, like you weren't.
Yeah, I thought they were going to, because I looked at the way Indiana got there with these late game comebacks and teams tricking off games against them. I was like, they're not going to be able to do that in another series against Oklahoma City. I think when they get down 10 with 4 minutes left against Oklahoma City, I think it's a wrap. And lo and behold, that exact thing happened in game 1 and Indiana won. Indiana's just better than I gave them credit for. Like, they're just, I didn't think it was a fluke they were in the finals, but I thought they were really kind of living on the edge a little bit in a way that a really good team like OKC would expose them. And wrong. Indiana's just awesome.
Yeah.
They're really freaking good.
That's a good squad, man. I thought it was going to be a six game series, mm-hmm. OKC winning. I'm not surprised. I could see any outcome though after watching a couple games there. I obviously outside of a sweep, because Indiana won game 1. But
sure.
I there was a moment when I thought OKC could kind of just gentleman sweep this situation.
Yeah.
Or after they won game 4, obviously I thought they could win the next two mm-hmm. games. But Indiana's win last night, it wasn't surprising at all. I would be a little shocked if they won on Sunday. I would be shocked that OKC, once again, it's not an indictment on Indiana at all, because they are a really good team. But OKC losing 2 games mm-hmm. in OKC would be shocking to me.
That'd be pretty wild.
That'd be pretty shocking.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I said for the first time, I got to pick Indiana. I've just been on this for too long to not just say I think I want Indiana, or I think Indiana's going to win game 7. However, they're really defying the odds if they do this, because we mentioned the 5. They'd be the I think it's 17-4 is the current record for home teams in game 7s in the finals. That's great. That's historic. Let's just look at this year.
Mm-hmm.
So Oklahoma City's going to lose 2 in a row.
Which they've done twice.
Twice
all year.
Twice all year, not at all in the playoffs.
Man.
And you're going to pick now at home as the third time it happens.
Sorry to cut you off there. But
no, that was the end.
I feel like all that goes out the window for a game 7.
Oh, no, for sure.
Like, nothing matters anymore. Because 100%. You could come out, the Thunder could come out, and for all the energy that you get being at home, hey, that goes the other way.
Yeah, for sure.
Pacers go on an early 15-2 run. It's going to get a little tight in there. Pause. I think that so much of that, like, having lost two in a row all year, all that, like, or all playoffs, that's just out the window for me.
And for all of that, it's game seven, it's winner take all. There's pressure everywhere. Mm-hmm. But if you're Oklahoma City, you're the 68-win team.
Mm-hmm.
You were the overwhelming favorite. You're at home.
You were up 3-2.
If there is a such thing, isn't there more pressure on Oklahoma City going into that game? Again, I understand it's game seven. I'm not trying to, like, but if you just throw in the external factors.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, for me.
So I've thought about this, right? And, you know, I'm a big guy. Like, hey, Pacers want to win, too. Like, there's pressure to win for the Pacers, too. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. There too, no doubt.
You know what I mean? If we pull back the microscope a little bit, just a little bit, I'm going to make the argument for more pressure being on the Pacers. And tell me what you guys think.
Okay.
Okay.
All the things that you said about Oklahoma City is 100% true as far as 68-win team, up 3-2, you're the favorites, all this other stuff. If we're being real with ourselves, TC, and this is a dangerous game to play, but if we're being real with ourselves, this isn't going to be Oklahoma City's final shot at winning a championship.
Maybe.
I mean, if you had to put, I'll put it to you like this. If you had to put money on it, who do you think is back to another finals, the Pacers or the Thunder?
Probably the Thunder, if I'm putting money on it.
I don't have any problem saying the Pacers. You know why?
Because they're in the
Wemby's
East.
In the West.
Wemby's in the West, but.
And as KC noted, who's in trouble? Everyone.
Yeah. Well, even then, I'll even say this. Winning an NBA finals. I'll go even there. Once Wemby gets there, I find it hard to believe he's going to lose. So if he beats OKC, whoever's in the East, you're in trouble.
Sure.
Right? I think this is Indiana's shot. This is Tyrese Haliburton, Pascal Siakam. This is your shot to win a championship. And I'm not projecting. Like, they can come back. They can go on a Eastern Conference run, go to the finals 3 out of the next 4 years. It could happen. But does anybody think that's who Indiana is?
I'm starting to kind of think they might be.
I kind of do. Not. I think it's more along the lines of, I'm trying to think of a. Could they get to the finals one other time in the next 3 to 5 years? Yeah, I think they could. Okay. I don't think they're getting to three more finals in the next 5 years. But could they get to another one with this main group of guys? Yeah, I think so.
The real quick, because I want you to continue, but I think I don't trust Indiana to make, they've made all the right moves to this point, but I don't know that they'll make the right tweaks with their roster moving forward, because they're going to have to make some tweaks. There's going to be some moves. In the same way we saw Denver. Denver, after they won the title in 23, we were like, oh, that's just a machine. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be back next year and maybe the year after that. And oh my God, they're just going to keep. And they've made every wrong move since then. So I don't know that Indiana can do that. Whereas with Oklahoma City, with Sam Presti's track record, you look at the talent they have, the picks they have, how they're set up financially, you're going, oh, they're in a pretty good spot to kind of keep this window open.
Yeah, like I said, I know a lot of people like Indiana, and you know, a lot of people in the chat probably want them to win, but I don't have no dog in this fight. Like, I don't really care who wins, and I'm just looking at, like, I don't think Indiana, I'd be surprised if they made it back to a finals in recent memory. I mean, you've got the Knicks situation. Boston, once Tatum comes back, is going to be doing his thing. Cleveland is going to be doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll even see what happens with Giannis. Maybe Giannis gets traded in the East, and that bolsters another team.
Sure.
Philadelphia's lurking. All those teams.
Are they?
I mean, just as far as, like, they got the 3-pick, they got Tyrese Maxey.
Okay.
Maybe they can move.
They're lurking from a distance.
Okay.
From
a way distance and way back.
It's very safe.
But
they're lurking. But
Knicks, Cavs. Is that the...
Yeah.
Well, it's the Sixers.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing is, like, we spent the majority of the, to your point, Kyle, we spent the majority of this last season talking about how OKC, oh my gosh, look at everything that they have. They're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. Like, even if you think Indiana is capable, it's not the same as what OKC has lined up for the next 5 years. I think Indiana could be looking at, this is it. You got one game to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is it. You got one game to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is it. There's a certain level of pressure to that. I would say when you get in the grand scope of
so
things.
Let me ask you before you. I don't want you to leave that point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're the only person I can ask this question to where you could answer honestly and be 1,000% right, because no one knows that 2001 Philadelphia 76ers team like you do. Did you think that was one and done?
Not at the time. I didn't think they were like gonna be on a run. But you had prime Allen Iverson. It was like, all right, we about to Mutombo's here now. We gonna get this thing popping. I would probably, like, looking back and understanding the game now, the way I look at it, yeah, that team wasn't gonna go on no run. Eric Snow, Aaron McKee, George, they played the season of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of mean is, like, I don't think that's what the Pacers are.
I don't think so either.
I think lying to us.
But okay, Nimhart, TJ McConnell.
Yeah, they're good basketball players.
Aaron Nesmith, Benedict Mathurin.
They played the season of their lives.
Like, I don't think that's true. I think they played good basketball.
Who's overperforming right now in your eyes? All of them?
Obi Toppin, maybe.
Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin is Obi a Toppin bad man.
Obi's going crazy.
Obi Toppin's another one where, because I don't want to take away from it, because I think they're just a damn good team. You know, I like what they've built in Indiana. I like what that team represents. But, hell, look at the games. Look at how they got here.
So
they've stolen games left and right in this play. We've talked before about this, and it doesn't mean they're bad, but we've talked about this feeling like a destiny feel.
So I understand.
They've stolen games left and right and almost blown no games.
I understand why we use the term stolen, but it almost implies as if they didn't earn it. Again, I understand it's a commonly used term in sports, mm-hmm. but like they took games from the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
They took game one from the Oklahoma City Thunder. They didn't steal game three, did they?
No, but they stole game five against the Bucks. They stole game two against the Cavs. They're down like 19 with 5 minutes to go. It's a testament to them, but there's a reason everybody thought it was done, right? Because this doesn't happen.
Yeah, they just
kind
of kept doing it.
But this doesn't happen is all I'm saying. This doesn't normally happen.
Would you go as far as to call them fraudulent then?
No, not at all. What they're doing is abnormal. Is that correct?
No, it's definitely correct.
That's all I'm saying. This isn't a regular occurrence. They're doing things that are abnormal.
I'm leaving open the possibility that this is their first run.
Yeah.
And they get a little better. Like, they get into situations where they're not down 19 with 42 seconds left and having to come back or whatever and saying things.
Could be.
I'm leaving space for that. I'm giving space for that.
They deserve that.
Is that the phrase? Is that what the young people are saying? I'm giving space for that?
I don't know what young people say, bro.
I thought old people said that too.
Oh, is that an old people thing? Anyway. Yeah.
Is there any chance J-Dub is playing above who he is as a player? Or is J-Dub... let me try this again. Is Jalen Williams more likely to ascend or descend? Is that ascend?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Over the next 3 years.
Ascend in my eyes.
And James thinks he's the MVP over SGA right now.
There's two people that have told me
true.
That.
I don't think that.
This is ridiculous.
I do not buy that.
Why do people feel this way?
I don't
because
believe that's
true. I think we get lost in the 40 points that Shea had 31.
31. He's averaging.
He had 10 assists.
He's averaging 32 for the finals.
And a block and a half a game or something like that. He's been pretty freaking good, Shea.
That's a Zach.
Like, J-Dub's been awesome.
James might have been drinking on Juneteenth and just came with too strong of a take right there. Might have been out on the lake.
I've seen like five people say that too, and I can't believe you guys actually are making this argument.
I think that J-Dub is ascending in the way that You know, he's had some kind of like up and down games. Like, he definitely had a down game in game six, where I think he just kind of consistently is the player he was in games four and five. I don't think we're going to see a J-Dub that's scoring 30 a night or anything crazy like that.
Yeah, I think I think it's more likely he ascends. Like, of the two options, more likely that he ascends. I mean, he's kind of done nothing but ascend in his career.
He has, yeah. So far, his career has definitely been an ascension. But this is a, you know, this is a moment where, like you say, you know, your question was, do we think that this is Oklahoma City's, like, if we're being realistic, do we think this is Oklahoma City's last, you know, shot at a title? And I wonder if, you know, sometimes it can go the other way, but I would be more inclined to be like, yeah, like OKC, like they're going to be sniffing around the finals, the conference finals for years and years to come. I feel like I'm more confident in saying that if they win. If they lose Sunday to the Pacers, I'm not as confident in that.
So let me ask you and Kyle this. What changed? For half the year, we've talked about OKC and their future.
Mm-hmm.
And what changed?
That
it's unclear now. Like, it's,
I'm not suggesting
I'm not saying you specifically, but what would change in a day, pretty much, to make us think that it's changed?
I got a couple of things. One, I don't think it's crazy, like, to say they'll go back to the finals next year. But here's the things that I think have gone differently than I thought they would for OKC. One, their role players have not been nearly as impactful in the playoffs as I thought they would be. Mm-hmm. And that gives me pause on them as a potentially as a title contender in a way that I didn't, because their role players were just every game it was somebody different, and it was just they were mixing and matching lineups, and just God, they have answers for every problem. And then you get to the playoffs and you're going, oh man, can you trust Cason Wallace? Can Isaiah Joe play? And all of a sudden this team looked like it was nine deep, is now like three or four players deep. And so that's one thing. And then I said this to James today. Are you considering trading Chet right now?
Go ahead.
So that's kind of what I was thinking. Not trading Chet, but, and Sam Presti has proven to be, with one notable flaw that will live on his resume forever, but he's been known to be a very, very good, and again, with one exception, a very patient general manager. Mm. You're a 68 win team who loses again, like mentioning the 68 is like perfectly fair, but don't look too much into that, given like Indiana was, they had a slow start to the season. They've been phenomenal since January. Mm-hmm. Very literally the second best team in the league. OKC was the one like team in the league that I can think of that didn't have like the ups and down roller coaster thing.
Yeah.
Indiana had it, but they started down and then they went up and the roller coaster stopped. They were in the clouds. But I wonder, does doubt creep in? You've got doubt, you've got contracts, you've got things ahead where it's like, maybe we need to be a little bit more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there is no plan to be aggressive with the Oklahoma City Thunder right now. Mm-hmm. But if Sunday goes wrong, do plans change, pal?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a little bit more aggressive thinking, well, and I do believe, I think everybody is like Kenny. They know Wemby's lurking. And San Antonio mm-hmm. has got their feet up and teams are like, oh, what's the thing with Phoenix? Well, that's not a good enough deal. And San Antonio's like,
all right,
cool, man. Good luck. Don't bother us. So, like, I wonder if it sets off a chain of events should they lose, that Presti, that contingent feels like, hey, we have some serious cap situations ahead mm-hmm. of us, which we handle.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we need to get a little bit, we may need to get a little bit more aggressive to ensure we've got to get something out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, potentially.
And I have no clue what that would be, by the way. But
I would, the move for me wouldn't be trading Chet, especially when you talk about a Wemby, like, just like you needed a Rudy Gobert, you need a Chet. to sure.
No, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you just need Chet to develop more, and I think he will. I think we talked about ascension, descension. I think Chet is ascending.
I don't necessarily disagree. My one reason for pause with that is I don't know that Chet's ever going to play like 80 games or 75 games. And that's where, okay, development, you got to play. Is he going to miss a large chunk of every season because he broke his tailbone or his hip or whatever he hurt this year? That would be my question.
Shout out Vlade Divac, by the way.
Get well soon, Vlade.
So Vlade actually did break his hip.
He really did. I think Chet did too, though. I think that was the injury he had.
Was he riding with Vlade on the motorcycle?
He might have been. Him and Vlade in Montenegro just
had a better ride 2 days ago.
No, but get
better, Vlade.
It's not, oh my God, they got to get rid of Chet. Look, he was ineffective in games. Like, no, it's not that. It's his value is probably still super high.
Yeah.
And can you deal him and make some tweaks that make your team better?
Hey, young fella, you can't be that ineffective. You can't be that.
Just be
like
better?
Chet can't. Yes. In fact, yes. Yeah. Like, Chet can't be that in a finals game.
Yeah. I would.
Or any Multiple game for that matter. Games. Yeah, he can't be that.
He's also dealing with something, too.
Sure, for sure.
You know,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all-stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I stubbed his ankle in game 4, I think it was. So he's dealing with that and trying to work through that.
Well, Kyle hates Chet Holmgren. We're learning that today.
I'm out on Chet.
The move, in my opinion,
I'm not.
Would be to sell high on Caruso. Because as good as Caruso is on the defensive end, he's one of the great perimeter defenders in the game right now. Mm-hmm. We've seen for 3-4 games at this point, they can't make a jump shot.
No.
And I would look for somebody. I'm not even going to disrespect Caruso and say find somebody that defends like him. Like I said, he's one of the great perimeter defenders. But if you can get 80% of a perimeter defender but a better shooter, I'm thinking off the top, not this guy, they wouldn't trade him. But if you could get a McDaniels, you know, use Caruso. And people are, like, going crazy over Caruso right now. They might.
You're describing Keon Ellis.
Yeah. And okay. And talking about going crazy, a franchise like the Kings might be like, we need a Caruso in here. And you could get Keon and two picks the way they be talking about Caruso and sell high on him and get a guy like Keon or McDaniels or something like that so you can keep, in a sense, what you've got on the defensive end, but add a little bit more shooting as well. I think that would be the tweak that OKC might look to do.
What are you firing up over there?
I am neck deep in the trade machine. Hang on.
I hate the trade machine so much. Best bench win on Sunday?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or the
right.
biggest, or the, or, because if you ask, like, if I put it at, we'll call them, but just don't start a Twitter war over this. The four superstars, and it, like, is it the, you know, which pair of those guys play better, or best bench wins?
The others.
That's what I think too. Yeah, I'm with you in that regard because I think the guys will be there. SGA, Dub, J Dub, Siakam, Ty, they're going to be there. I do. Like, again, it couldn't have been a better scenario for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Excuse me, it couldn't have been a better scenario for the Indiana Pacers with them winning the way that they did and Ty only having to play 23 minutes. But that doesn't change what we talked about on Wednesday. If you're going to do it, you've got to do it twice. Mm-hmm. And you got through that first one unscathed. It looked looked good. Now you got to do it again. And you got to do it in enemy territory. Mm-hmm. The pain's going to feel different when that crowd is erupting for SGA.
Yeah. Yep. And when we come back, I'll explain why none of that matters.
Okay. You got a trade?
Yeah.
Did you want to stick around and give it to us after the break or now?
Yeah, we can do it after the break.
Okay. Kyle Mattson's hanging around. Trade guru, Kyle Mattson, with more here. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Did he have 36 in that game?
34, I think. 34. That would have been just as asinine as people saying Jalen Williams should win MVP.
Yeah. Where's the 32 points, 15 boards, 9 assists, 2 steals, 2 turnovers, 11 of 15 from the field, and 6 of 8 from 3.
He went crazy.
That's Draymond
he was
Green's
cooking
stat
he went
line.
Crazy in that game.
For those on the radio,
he went crazy in that
Green's
game.
Stat line
they got 32 out of Draymond season. Green and scored 89 damn points.
That's crazy. Well, everyone got scared. Excuse me. Everyone got scared. The final like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Klay took a shot where you could see him praying for the ball to go in. He like shoots and he's like, "Ah!" And then they, of course, he missed. Kyrie hit the only shot besides LeBron's broken wrist free throw.
Klay Thompson hit a layup with 4:39 left to tie the game at 89.
Mm-hmm.
The next shot that got made was Kyrie Irving's 3 over Steph with 53 seconds
man.
Left.
Man. Oh. Man. Man.
That was...
Man,
that was just a crazy 3 minutes.
And
disaster for Golden State here with 3:40 left. Harrison Barnes enters the game.
Oh, damn! Harrison.
I didn't mean that.
Man, that was unnecessary. Funny, but unnecessary.
Damn, Harrison.
Before we get to the trade proposal,
Kyle, my guy. But I've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
If Draymond would have, they would have won. He would have won MVP. I've heard this before. And it triggers me like almost nothing else in sports. No, there's no way.
But I think the and I don't say like he would have deserved it, but I think the like inertia of him coming back and having this huge game in a game 7, because you're voting with like 2 minutes left or whatever it is.
Yeah, and you'd be an idiot. I'd say.
Yeah, I think I don't even disagree with you.
But it's not just you. I've heard that.
I think that's
I've heard
thing
that
was
a number of different
happen.
Times. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what Draymond, not to you, because I think you're pretty level headed. I don't know what Draymond does to these people's brains, bro. I have no idea.
I've kicked Draymond off the Warriors so many times. I'm just out.
Draymond. Points.
Just real quick. Hey, I'm working with you here. Yeah. Draymond's totals in that game.
Yeah.
16, 28, 6. 9,
8,
suspended, 8, 32. I cost us the NBA championship. Fam, you scored 8 points when you came back. You took 7 shots. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I will go to my, and we're talking about this. We're talking about game sevens, and 2016 was the most recent game seven in the NBA. But I don't need, I hate the talking point of, well, Draymond didn't get suspended. I do not think that's the case.
No, it's not.
I don't think that's the case at all. They got
Draymond believes it is, and some of his friends who
a lot of people,
for a living have gassed him up to
believe a lot of people.
True.
A lot of people think that's true.
Oh,
and I just don't. I don't. They got smoked in game five.
Meanwhile,
I'll meet them less than halfway and say game five. Maybe game five would have been different. But at that point,
Steph had
6 and 7. The game, the series is still, you're still right there. Like, yeah.
Steph had 11, 18, 19, 38, 25, 30, and 17. Those were Steph's totals in that series.
11 is kind of crazy.
He was injured.
11's a little crazy. He was right injured. What'd you say? 11 and what? Read those off again.
18. I can't because I want to check Clay's totals from that.
11 and 18 is kind of crazy.
Clay, 9, 17, 10, 25, 37, 25, 14.
Steph was 11, 18, 19, 38, 25,
30, 17. Hey, man, come on, man. In first three games. You know I'm a big Steph.
Assist to turnover. Assist to turnover. 6, 5, 4, 4, 3, 6, 6, 3, 4, 4, 1, 4, 2, 4.
Now let's have fun. 23, 19, 32, 25, 41, 41, and 27. Get out of here. Come on, man.
If that could have been another case of.
That is ridiculous.
That could have been another case of if the Cavs would have lost that game, maybe LeBron should have won MVP.
That man went 41, 41, and 27 in the final three games.
Damn, I didn't know.
Do Kyrie's now.
Oh, good one.
Because the Kyrie ones are insane when you consider he was being guarded by prime Klay Thompson, who was doing a good job.
Yeah Kyrie.
It wasn't crazy. Like Klay was, or it wasn't like Kyrie was just like, man, they got nobody who can stand in front of him. No, they were standing in front of him. They were getting hands up. Didn't matter.
Kyrie
this is nuts. This is nuts.
26,
yeah.
10, 30, 34,
oh my
41,
gosh.
23, and 26.
Bro, what?
Goodness.
That might have been the MVP. Although LeBron was getting like triple doubles.
Ebiz called our show earlier. Shout out to Ebiz. He asked if the Pacers beating the Thunder would be a bigger upset than the Cavs beating the 73-win Warriors. And I said no.
I don't think so.
That's a good question. I'm going to say no also.
I don't think so. But the Cavs weren't like some also-ran. Like these were the two best teams.
Yeah.
In basketball, I was just that everybody, and rightfully so, thought the Warriors were just a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of weird calling that an upset because the Cavs were like really, really good.
But
I'm sorry.
They came back from 3-1 down, though, man. That's
LeBron averaged 29.7, 11.3, and 9 in that series. Kyrie averaged 27.1.
But he didn't hit the biggest shot. So really, how impactful was he? Let's talk about
that's
it.
Why that block
You're on
gets
ESPN
run.
13 points.
That's why that block gets run. And poor Kevin Love gets no.
Well, he played great defense.
The stop.
The stop. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just a little jarred by those first three games from Steph.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like that.
Steph Curry overrated? Kenny Caraway tells you next.
not overrated, but that's kind of crazy. MVP, like, he went crazy in the regular season and in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
NBA Finals, you're going 11-11.
He had Steph a busted Curry, up knee. 11. He had a busted knee.
He didn't have a busted knee against the Thunder? That's the other thing Warrior fans do.
No, he definitely did. He definitely did.
That's the other thing.
26, 28, 24, 19. 31, 31, 36. Come on.
Well, hold on. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This is what the Warrior fans do. When Steph be having 31, 31, and 36, he's the god.
He
and
is.
And then he gets locked up.
Through injury. That's
then he
crazy.
Get locked up, and they be like, well, you know he's not.
Yeah, and then he had to then he had to play another series.
To be fair, he
gassed himself out.
He missed like 6 games in the playoffs.
Yeah, so he got hurt against Houston early in that game. He played 18 and a half minutes. Came back against Portland. That was the OT game. Had 40 in his first game back.
That was a fantastic game.
As 15 in OT.
That was the I'm back.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
Yeah.
That was a classic. But yeah. That's my whole thing.
No, hold on. From the moment, to your point, to your point, yeah. From the moment he came back, he averaged 29.3 points per game.
But then he played so many games on that knee and played so well and had to expend so much energy coming back from 3-1 down against Oklahoma City. He just kind of ran out of gas in the finals because he was hurt. So the injury, this is how it's like, yeah, he was injured and he played through it. That's how good he was. Then he started impacting.
But okay, can we point something else out? Cleveland was a top defensive team.
Cleveland was awesome, man.
Yeah,
Cleveland was a really good team.
Yeah, they were a the Cleveland winning a title was only in question because the greatest regular season team of all time was on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And to your point, well, two things. One, I also don't want it to get lost how freaking good the 2017 Cavs were.
Really
the 2017 Cavs were also very, very good.
Really good.
But Damian, you brought up the Thunder in 68 wins, and that's the thing we go back to. Like, okay, even if they lose the finals, they won 68. Like, they're going to keep building this thing and moving forward.
Yeah.
Are we certain that if Kevin Durant doesn't join the Golden State Warriors on July 4th, 2017, 2016, that Golden State goes back to the finals the next 2 years?
No. I'm not, no.
And that's where the OKC thing comes in for me. Because that was a 73-win basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if they don't sign Kevin Durant, like, hey, maybe that game 7 just kind of ruins them forever.
Kenny and I talk about this all the time. People hate it. Like, I think we thought Cleveland, I don't want to say figured out Golden State.
Mm.
But kind of figured out Golden State.
LeBron James.
Like, they didn't fluke into 3 straight wins. Like, there was an absolute shift when they won that game. What was it, 5? That was like, huh. There was a different energy. There was a different everything. And it just kept carrying until those final few minutes.
They won game 5 by 15 points. And it wasn't that close. They won game 6 by 14 points. Like you said, I think because LeBron is a supercomputer, like just a basketball genius.
Right.
And I think when you're doing this motion offense, I think they just kind of nailed down on, okay, we're going to force them to do this, and we know that their offense is going to react this way. And I think Golden State just didn't have another pitch because they're like, yeah, we won 73 games. We'll figure it out eventually. And they just never
It's not the same. It's not the same. I understand that. But Dallas's 67 win season. Now, they lost in the first round. They didn't lose in the finals. Mm-hmm. That's a source of embarrassment. Again, it's the first round. It's not the finals.
Mm-hmm.
You're a 68-win basketball team. Is there a source of embarrassment that comes with losing in the NBA finals?
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you're OKC and you're the favorite and you lose at home. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. All right.
Yeah,
I think that, it takes okay, extenuating, context, like, not the players, but like the Warriors doing what they did that year and losing was that's a tough look.
They won 73 games and don't get talked about.
That's a tough look.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.